Maren Morris. If you're a Maren Morris fan, we're going to go ahead. It's like, why would it start off? Why would I start the podcast like that? Maren Morris. If you're a Maren Morris fan, we have the interview from today that we are adding to the end of this podcast. So in case you missed her on the show, you can get caught up right here at the end of all this. So before we do any of that, though, it's time to do this week's brand new podcast.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how you get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba Podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba Podcast.
The podcast this week sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every day.
Alessa.
Alessa.
Oh my gosh. That had to be
Alessa.
The goal.
That is the gold of the week. That is the gold of the week. You know, we were talking about Alexa and you know, how people are going, "Hey Alexa, play the song that goes, there's a girl in Texas," and then Alexa figures it out and plays the right song. And we're like, well, that kind of blew me away, because people call us all the time, and over the years they've always done that. And
we can't do it.
We don't know. We're like, I don't know. You have any songs say there's a girl in Texas? Like 5 billion. So we're like, do you have any more?
I can
only
think of one right now.
There's a girl in Texas.
The bluest eyes in Texas.
But that's a different
song.
Anyway, so we started talking about that, and then Big D's like, "Oh man, you got to watch this fail video of this lady who was trying to get Alexa to listen to her, but her voice is so not recognizable by Alexa that Alexa wouldn't turn on. So she tried all kinds of things.
Alexa.
That was sent to me by my buddy Zoda Bork.
Thank you, Zoda.
And the reason Zoda sent it to me, he sent it with a tag that said, "Remember how you said we can't give Alexa to any of our relatives because this is what would happen?"
Because they wouldn't understand.
Oh, they wouldn't understand. My grandfather would be sitting in a room going, Man, Alexa, the gal on the thing to do the thing.
And your papa would be thinking, there's really a person inside that little...
Oh, on the other side, listening.
Yeah.
I mean, he understands that she's probably sitting in another room somewhere, but he thinks there's a real person listening.
He thinks it's
OnStar.
And he's going,
"Man, girl, you in the thing that makes the light come on. Make the light come on, little girl. Go. Man, it don't work.
Alexa. Well, otherwise, how was your week, guys? Everybody feeling good after, you know, another week back at the grind?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's kind of
I say something about my podcast, are you going to make fun of me for being self-serving?
Yep.
Absolutely.
I don't care. I don't think it was a great idea to say, "Yeah, we'll drink whiskey during the podcast," because I've done three of them, and we drink like one glass of whiskey, maybe two. It's not a problem. And then yesterday, my friend Damon Moberly came in, and he is kind of a whiskey, I don't want to say expert, but he's a whiskey guy, like way more than me. He knows more about it. He's a connoisseur. He's a bourbon guy. And he brought his own whiskey, and he got me a little drunk.
Really?
Yeah. 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I had to lay down on the sofa and take about an hour nap. And I couldn't. And I was like,
Uber home?
No, I didn't go home until
Patrick,
6.
Patrick, I think this is where you know you have a problem. When you have to Uber home.
I didn't
at 3.
Uber home. I didn't leave until 6. It was like 4 hours later. I was fine. It's just I couldn't get anything done. I still can't, apparently.
Obviously.
So what's the difference in a high-end whiskey and a low-end whiskey?
It's a lot of difference. Usually age is the main thing, but ingredients is a thing, too. I mean, you make it with better stuff.
What's it made of?
Made of corn, rice, barley, rye, wheat.
Are they all made of that?
They're all made of that. Bourbon and Tennessee whiskey both have to be 51% corn.
They have to be.
Yes, they have to be.
By law?
By law. There are laws that regulate this. And the rest of the ingredients can be different stuff.
What's the difference between whiskey with an EY and whiskey with just a Y and no E?
Literally
nothing. Scottish.
No, that's a deal.
Scottish is with...
That's why I spell it without an E because of Outlander.
Yeah. Sometimes Scotch is spelled without an E. Sometimes it is. So most of the time, Scotch is without an E.
I can spell Scotch, S-C-O-T-H.
Very funny.
Have you seen that challenge where people yell out words at each other? And you have to spell like as quickly as you can.
No.
Yeah.
Bad.
It's so bad. And it doesn't have to be like hard
Big
words.
The elephant.
I'm about to say. E-L-E-P-H-A-N-T.
Woo. Oh, you're good at this.
He's usually not. Don't let him fool you. Bubba, doorknob.
D-O-O-R-K-N-O-B.
Oh, that's pretty good.
All right. Boom, baby. I got it.
I'm impressed. I didn't see that coming.
I can't think of a word. I want to come up with a better word.
The thing is, it's kind of
like. Carson. Alexa.
A-L-E-X-A-T-N-A Atlanta.
Patrick, vaporizer.
Oh, V-A-P-O-R-I-Z-E-R.
Wow. Mm. That's pretty good.
It's one of those things,
though. This game is not fun if we're
good. Well, you're supposed to sneak up on people. Like, I could just come to your office at 3 in the afternoon and yell a word at you.
Oh,
well,
yesterday at 3 in the afternoon, I would have been going, I don't know.
Bubba, principal.
P-R-I-N-C-I-P-A-L.
I don't know.
It depends. Yeah. You spell the person.
Or if you have principles.
L-E, that's a, yeah. It's
yeah. But I did a person. I didn't know which one you wanted me to spell.
That is true.
So was Damon able to give you an idea of better whiskeys? And
oh, yeah. We talked about, you know, what his favorite whiskeys are.
Not what your podcast is really about.
It's not really
about.
But yesterday we talked about, he works in the music industry, so we talked a lot about music and a lot about whiskey. And then we drank some really good whiskey because he brought his own. And he left it here. And he made me promise not to drink it except during future episodes of the podcast.
And well, when this is a podcast.
He said, if someone else ever brings their whiskey, you can share this and then you'll build a collection. So I'm starting a collection of whiskey over on my shelf in my office. But I wanted to see
it
if Big
D... It looks like a bar, like behind the bar. All you need is a big mirror back there.
So I don't talk trash about, I don't want to say cheap whiskey, but regular everyday whiskey. Like the staples.
Are you becoming a whiskey snob?
No, I said I don't talk trash about Jack, Jim, you know, Makers, all of the regular whiskeys, the stuff that we all know. I love Jack Daniels. I think it's great. The only one that I really, really don't like is Crown Royal. And I have some Crown Royal. I'm not sure why. Someone brought it here.
And that's a whiskey?
I think this is
a blended whiskey,
It's a blended whiskey. That's right. I like blended whiskeys, but I don't like Crown.
You know it's made in Canada?
It's Canadian. So
I didn't know
that,
until like 2 days ago.
Like Canadian.
Yeah.
Where did you think it was from?
No offense to our Canadian listener.
Honestly, I thought it was American.
So
I thought it was purple because of Minneapolis and Prince.
Yeah, I just thought it had the neat little bag that comes with it. It was fancy.
My favorite whiskey that I have here, not counting the ones that Damon brought yesterday, is a Jack Daniel's Single Barrel Select, which is one of the best bottles you can buy. It's a little more rare. You can get it in, but it's something that you can get in most stores for 60, 70 bucks. It's a really good, bottle of whiskey.
Have you had the Sinatra Select or whatever? What's the difference between the single barrel and that?
I can tell you. I know this.
I want to try Sinatra.
I've had the Sinatra.
And?
We did a whole Sinatra party and they let us taste it. Honestly, I don't like whiskey because alcohol just makes me go and this was when they say smooth. The Sinatra one, I did not get that face where I just, you know, like I just had something weird. It was, I'm not going to say it was good because it's not like I would sit around and drink it, but it was not as offensive as other alcohols are to me.
Oh, look at this. Jennifer Williams is saying, shots.
I'm wrong. That's all this Patrick. Is even more expensive. This is the barrel proof. So this one's a little bit more than that. This one is 127 proof. Most whiskey is 80. So most whiskey is 40% alcohol. This one is 62.
So does that make it more expensive or just what?
It makes it more expensive and it also makes it stronger.
Potent.
So D said something. He said, do you think I could tell the difference between good whiskey and not great whiskey? So
are we going to do a blind taste test?
Okay, I don't know which is which.
Honestly, I don't know which is which anymore. So let me see.
You should try it.
Oh, yeah, I know which is which.
Okay. Really?
Here's your left, your right.
Okay.
He smelled them and he's like,
I can smell them and I can tell the difference between Crown Royal and Single Barrel Jack.
They literally smell exactly the same.
No, they don't.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I mean, Yeah, they did.
Well, the point of this, don't listen to this part, D. The point of this exercise is to see D's face when he drinks whiskey. It doesn't matter which one. He's going to.
So one looks a little darker than the other. Mm-hmm. A tad difference. Okay, I'm taking the first one.
Wow.
It's okay. The fumes.
It's yeah. The fumes.
Okay, and here's okay. The second one.
You had to blow the fumes out.
Which one is the better whiskey?
Oh, God.
Now he's going back. All right. This podcast is going to get so much fun. If you don't think a half a shot of whiskey will get Big D drunk, you don't know.
Yeah, Big D doesn't drink.
Ever.
I think the...
Which one do you think is the $80 bottle of barrel proof?
I think that's this one.
Yes, correct. Good job, Big D.
Because it is... it's stronger tasting. Mm-hmm.
It just has, but it also, it has a more pure, you know, it's just a really, really good whiskey.
Can you feel your esophagus?
Yeah. Nope. Here you go.
Don't mix them together.
What are you doing?
I'm not.
Like it matters to him.
Yeah. No. Carson, you want to try?
No.
Do you have, can I get about that much of that to take with me? I'm trying to strip my deck. I'm kidding. No. I don't have any more.
Good stuff.
You drink up, Patrick.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is.
Maru on Facebook says, drinking on the job is permitted there? I want a job like that.
Oh. Somebody asked, Damon said yesterday, he goes, you guys don't have a problem with drinking on the job? I'm like, well, they told me I was the president of the company, and then I decided it was okay.
I'm like, it really hasn't been an issue for anyone really other than Patrick.
Since. Yeah. So I think it's okay. Boy, that is some strong whiskey. Man.
Oh, good. It's not just me.
It's not just you. That is really... I mean, most whiskey is 40% alcohol. This one is 50% stronger. It is really strong.
We have a bar here in town that specializes in very rare and hard to procure whiskeys. And a friend of mine is this big whiskey guy, and he was visiting, and I'm like, oh, we got to go to this place. And he bought a glass of whiskey that cost $150.
What?
For one glass?
One glass.
Does it drink itself?
Right. And he looks at me, he goes, do you want to try this? I go,
no.
It's wasted on me. I have no idea what I'm drinking. So I took the little swizzle stick, and I just put it in, and I was like, dip on my tongue. Nope.
That's the way I feel about like fancy restaurants.
Yeah.
Fancy restaurants to me, it's the same thing. Because you go and you drop $100 on a plate, on a meal, and you're going, this sucks.
No,
I'm getting
not.
Tiny portions. And
I don't
sure,
like it if it's
pretty,
tiny portions. But
that's always my argument. Like, it's small.
It's pretty, but it's small. And I end up leaving those expensive things hungry. And I'm like, you know what? I paid a whole lot of money for future poo. And I'm like... This is the dumbest thing ever.
I hate it when he says that.
What? Future poo? Well, what is food? It's food, future
poo.
Yeah,
but food is good. Food is better than crap food. If that's your case, you should just eat white bread all the time. And,
I didn't say
you know.
That. I said I don't like spending a whole bunch of money. I don't like fancy restaurants.
I mean,
if I have to get dressed up to go to it, it's not worth the future poo. I'm going to go eat somewhere cheaper.
I have eaten not those places where it's like $100 for a little... ridiculous. It's French. This is a French. This we have, and it's like a little tiny thing on it.
Dude,
want that.
I'm down. You want
but
French?
IHOP's
got great crepes.
No, I have eaten some good at some good fancy restaurants where it was $50-$60 a plate, and it was good. Really good.
Look, man, I'll do it for a steak on occasion to celebrate, kind of like you with your expensive whiskey, but that's it. It better be a huge banging steak. Than some little, you know, filet to me is the craziest. Here's 8 ounces of really expensive meat. 8 ounces?
Yeah, but it's good
cool,
meat,
that
man.
Was one bite.
I have a finger
appreciate
that weighs
you.
More than that. I mean, that's crazy.
You can make, here's a little cooking tip cheat for you. You can take almost any piece of meat, beef, and take your fork and stab it a bunch on each side. And that will kind of loosen up the fibers in the meat. So when you cook it, it's not going to be like a filet, but it will give it a little bit. And you also need to marinate it for at least 24 to 48 hours.
My mama used
hours.
To take that hammer with the little spikes,
little
on,
spikes
it
on it
and beat the living.
Little tenderizing.
Oh, yeah.
It just kind of breaks it up a little bit and helps. That's what that's for. It used to be, it seems like tenderizing meat was a thing that we all grew up with because
right.
we were all poor.
We bought cheaper meat.
We bought cheaper meat. You know, so when mom would make
chicken fried steak, you really use cheap,
yeah.
cheap meat for that.
Really,
and it don't matter.
I used to enjoy
very sinewy.
Like I still do it. I do it with the fork, and I'll just sit there and you know you're doing good when it goes all the way through.
Now is chicken fried steak just like fried steak? It's got a coating on it or something?
Yeah, you batter it, deep fry it.
I'm from Connecticut. We didn't have chicken fried steak.
Chicken fried steak traditionally is made with flank steak.
Okay.
Or a hanger steak.
Yeah, like I've seen it on Food Network,
round,
and I'm like, it's
you know, top round.
It's got a, it's like a batter or a coating, right?
Yeah, and it's got to be thinner. Yeah. It's a thinner piece of meat,
really thin,
and then
it's hammered down,
and then it is just flour and
everybody's got different.
But let's be honest, does anything beat a good cut, like at least 16 ounces or bigger, of prime rib?
Yes.
No. What? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. No. A good sirloin
with that big
can
chunk
be better
of fat
than a prime
on it.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, you know, you gotta like it.
It's been years since I've had one, but I would agree with you on the prime rib.
Yeah, the prime rib
and the fat. Why does nobody like the fat?
I don't know.
So I'm the only person who ate fat.
I never tasted right
to me. I don't like the seasoning. I don't like anything.
Like I saw my dad send prime rib back once because there was too much fat, and I was like. This has been 10 years ago. I would have been eating off your plate.
That's when you go, Dad, just cut the fat off for me, and I will eat that.
Something happened in the 80s, I think, early 90s,
prime
where people stopped wanting to eat fat.
Well, yeah.
I'm like,
it came. I told you, that's where the guy who there was a guy. This is, and I'm my dates are going to be off. Just bear with me. He was a millionaire, multimillionaire, and he had a heart attack. And he went to McDonald's all the time and he ate. So in his mind, he said it's because McDonald's French fries, because they fry them in this awful grease.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the beef tallow.
Fat. Yeah.
That's what's caused me to have heart disease. Mm-hmm. So he did a multi-million dollar ad campaign against McDonald's and McDonald's blinked. They felt, I mean, they changed it.
Yeah. It goes back before that. The President Eisenhower was president until 1961, January of 61. And then he died less than a year, maybe a year and a half later. Okay? I mean, he was just the president. And he died. It'd be like President Obama had a heart attack and died. We'd be like, oh my gosh, he was just the president. It's not like, you know.
Yeah, it's not like Bush Senior
died.
You know,
20
years later.
Yeah, he's 90 years old. Right. So Eisenhower was this strong general, and then he was the president for 8 years, and then he was dead. And he died of a heart attack. And people went, why? What happened? What do we do? How do we not have the same? And they go, well, we could do some studies. So they did these correlation studies that said it was meat and fat, saturated fat. That must be it. And then they tried to prove that saturated fat caused heart attacks. And they couldn't. They can't. It's a horrible, horrible hypothesis. But they just ran with it. And the government's real good at just running with things. Well, it's probably saturated fat. Let's just go ahead and tell people saturated fat is bad, and then we'll see if we can prove it later.
It's like how many times have they told us coffee is bad for you, and then like they come back a year later and go, coffee's the best thing for you.
Well, like years ago, Drew Carey did a routine about eggs. He goes, remember when they said eggs are bad for us? We all had to stop eating eggs, and then suddenly, no, they're good for you. No, it's not that they changed. They were always fine.
Yeah.
And it's true that
maybe the white part's bad and the yellow part's good, or maybe that's not true. The yellow part's got things that the white part doesn't have. And eat eggs. How about that?
I have a better idea. Why don't you just eat less, exercise more? We all kind of need to do that, and then we're good to go. Mm-hmm. I think the problem is that everybody tries to point fingers at everything else instead of pointing fingers back at ourselves. I mean, I know what my problem is. If I drop dead of a heart attack, it's going to be because I'm in terrible shape. It's not because my heart is influenced because I like to eat meat or I like asparagus or any of that stuff. Mm. It's going to be because I should have probably done a little more cardio.
Y'all, if something happens to me, y'all need to blame Chick-fil-A. I'm just saying.
We'll protest on
Patrick
Sunday.
Patrick made a
Chick-fil-A
mid-show this morning. Patrick runs out for Chick-fil-A for breakfast.
Did you?
I got the app. Yeah. Here's why. I got the app, the Chick-fil-A app. You can order it on your phone, and they'll have it, and they'll tell you when it's ready. or to tell you when it's almost ready so you can start heading there. And then you get there, it's already ready. You run in, pick it up, and leave. You don't have to wait in that line.
I didn't even know where the nearest Chick-fil-A is.
They'll bring it to your car. Oh, I know. You want me to pull it up on the map?
No, I'm fine.
So listen to this. So Chick-fil-A has three levels, okay? It's a dollar a point. Or wait, is that right? No, it's 10 points for a dollar. So if you spend $5.68, you get 568 points. It's pretty easy, you know. Or 56 points, I'm sorry. So if you have 1,000 points, you get to silver status. And if you have 5,000 points, you get to red status, which is like the equivalent of spending $450 because they bump you up to different things. I've gotten to red status in 2 months.
What
does that mean? I mean, do you get free stuff?
I'm ordering there a lot.
I eat there all the time.
Do you get like Chick-fil-A merch?
Yeah, I can get Chick-fil-A merch.
It's like
I can
Marlboro Miles.
It is. It's like the new
Camel Bucks.
The thing is, Marlboro Miles and Camel Dollars, we used to think that was harmless. And now it's like, I can't believe people used to redeem points from smoking cigarettes. That's so horrible.
So are you
and
saying
in
that
in the
doing
future,
this?
That's what it's going to be with fast food. We're like, I can't believe McDonald's gave toys to children. Watch, that lawsuit
Chick-fil-A
is coming.
Chick-fil-A gives you points.
Chick-fil-A gives me points. I have enough Chick-fil-A points to buy food for all four of us for a week. That's how many Chick-fil-A points I have right now.
Oh, my God. Well, what are
Chick-fil-A
you waiting
app?
On?
Chick-fil-A app. I'm not spending my Chick-fil-A points on you. I was just making an equation. I'm not, you know,
okay,
saving my Chick-fil-A points for myself.
There was, they did a study, and they said, we're going to make these French fries out of beef tallow, which McDonald's used to do before this lawsuit, and they would double fry them in beef tallow. Beef tallow is just basically rendered beef fat. And so they made, there were four people. I mean, it's not a huge scientific test, but they had four people. They're all under the age of 27. And they
four. I just want to bring that up. Four. It's not like a massive study.
Now, this isn't a study. It was just like a little,
experiment.
Yeah, and so none of them had ever had like beef tallow French fries from McDonald's. We all had it because we were old enough to know, because they changed it in the '80s. And so anyway, they all tried it, and then they had them. They said, "Here's they did what you did with the whiskey. You don't know which is which. Here is beef tallow, and here are the normal ones.
Blind taste test. Yeah,
blind taste test." And all of them unanimously picked the old beef tallow.
Of course they did.
French fries.
Of course they did.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that it made them have heart attacks.
No, because stuff fried in fat, delicious.
Yeah, real fat is
real
fantastic.
Fat, yeah, you know, my mom used to cook stuff in lard.
My mom still does.
And there's a big
push to do that again.
Yeah. And because we're realizing, yeah, you know what? That's actually better for us than all these trans-saturated mononuclei fats that we've been putting in our food, thinking that it's, you know, it's all for the right cause. We all thought we were doing the right thing, but nope. I remember when the big thing was coconut oil. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Eat coconut oil. Drink
coconut oil still the thing. It's supposed to be great for
thing.
You.
I'm sure it'll come out, and
I'm
they'll
sure
be like, come,
"Yeah." And they're like, "Oh, you know when we said coconut oil?
No,
y'all
didn't do that,
used
did
to
you?
Be the thing. It was remember it was olive oil. You got to get that olive oil because it's gonna
olive
it's
oil the, is the delicious.
Way, yeah. Actually, olive oil is delicious.
Olive oil is great. Boy, you know, it's full of fat.
No, of course it's all
well,
oil.
It's all
is
fat,
pure fat. You know, all oil
also has a low smoke point, which makes it kind of a pain if you want to use it for certain things.
I don't know.
Yeah, you can't. It's not great to cook
coconut
with. I like
oil
to cook low
really
heat anyway. But
right, but
it's
that's
good
the problem
me.
Is they tell you use olive oil and everything, and it's like, okay, because I am not a cook like Big D is. I'm like, get it cooked as quickly as possible. So suddenly, like, there's smoke all over
my
house.
I remember what I was to say. A tip that I was taught from a legit chef was when cooking. You like a filet? I watched him and he cooked it. It was very simple. He put a little bit of oil. He put not oregano. What's the stem? It's got it's like a stem. Help me out.
Thyme?
No. Whatever.
Parsley?
Something. Maybe it was thyme. A couple of things of garlic, some cloves of garlic, just kind of threw it in there, and this kind of let that oil and all that kind of stuff kind of cook into itself, kind of tilt the the pan down to where the oil kind of collected into like a pool, and they kind of let it cook a little bit. And then he took the meat and he goes, cook it all around it. Don't put it on it, the flat side. Mm. Cook it all on the sides. So you cook.
Really?
Yeah, you cook it on. You turn it like on its side, and you let it cook for a while. Nice brown, and then you just keep turning it over and over, and then you keep ladling that concoction stuff that you that's in there, on top of it.
It just eats up the juices,
and then you just keep turning it until by now you've gotten a really it's cooking it. You know, it's going in and it's cooking the meat, and then he said, now the pan first off is really hot now, and you've got this stuff all, and then you just turn it on its back. And the other side, get a nice char, and it's perfect. And he's right. It's perfect.
Donovan does his in a sous vide.
Yeah.
And he does it. He'll basically cook it to whatever the temperature is and then pull it out and then immediately just flash sear it.
Yeah.
You know, just real quick, 2 or 3 seconds, bam, super hot.
I thought that was your thing.
Oh, Donovan does it too.
No, I'm saying, like, do that?
Yeah.
And he says it's the best steaks ever. You know, bottom line is this. All these people talking about they want to eat clean and all that kind of stuff. I'm going to go ahead and give a little shout out to the hunting industry. If you want organic food, it doesn't get more organic than something you go harvest yourself out in the woods. You know, you're mm-hmm. talking about all these people. I eat organic. No, you don't. You go to Whole Foods. And the cost on the environment, if you're not growing your own food, you really aren't eating organic. I mean, unless you're doing it in your own yard, then
and
it's
here's
not
the other thing: the definition of organic, according to the government, is very wonky.
Yeah. So I mean, if you really want
to
do
think wrote those laws, lobbyists who work for who the companies that grow the food.
Yeah.
So it's not, I mean, it's just like you look at the things like it's free range. Well, is it really free range? You think free range means a big open field. And no, free range means it may mean they go out for 10 minutes in a day and then they go back to the pen.
I'm not saying you shouldn't eat that stuff, but I'm just saying, you know, we're giving a bad rep to a lot of the stuff it's not that different.
Squirrels and rabbits and deer and things like that,
okay,
and elk and moose and you name all that is fantastic. You're saying, dude, you go out and you harvest one animal.
You don't eat squirrel.
I
do. When was the last time you ate a squirrel?
I haven't eaten a squirrel at least in 5 years.
Okay,
but me and Frank.
I mean, I'm eating a squirrel too.
My son and I are going out.
Who do I work with?
My son and I are going out.
I had to do it. I wanted to see Carson. Listen.
We're going squirrel hunting probably.
Where's
Eddie?
Doesn't he usually eat these things?
You've never. Oh, the best is cleaning a squirrel.
Did you really just start to ask if I'd ever?
Listen, do you think Connecticut over there has ever? She never held a gun. You think she ate
I'm
a squirrel?
I'm not even kidding. There
Watch
was
this.
One time that there was a buffet. We were away from home and I was maybe 17 years old and they had rabbit.
Yum.
Mm.
No, oh my! You should have seen my family, and we were like, "Nope."
Carson, you ever eaten frog legs?
No.
What about turtle soup?
Yeah, turtles.
Turtle soup is fantastic.
Uh-uh. Iguana snake?
Soup? No.
Alligator?
I have had gator bites.
Oh, okay.
I will eat something that I know will eat me.
What about fish? Have you ever had fish? Fish is another way.
If
you
want, I like the rule of I will eat something that I know would, if it had the chance, eat me.
Yeah. That's fair.
So, pretty good life
but
rule.
That's another thing. You know, if you don't want to hunt, if you don't want to whatever, then go fishing. Fishing is fantastic, and you're getting great food.
And you can use Carson's rule for that, because you know what I love that most people don't love?
Piranha.
Shark is delicious.
Yeah, it is.
It is delicious.
Yeah, piranha. I'm going to try a piranha.
Hey, piranha's a little gamey, but shark is great.
Yeah, shark is pretty good. It's
you got to cook it different. You can't.
Doesn't it have more fat to it?
I made my very first date ever with my wife. I cooked her
like
a shark steak.
Yeah.
And she was like, what in the world are you feeding me? Shark? And it almost ended the relationship before it ever started. She was like, no.
So she ate it and it was delicious.
She wouldn't eat it. She was like, I'm full.
Alaskan black cod last night. It was really good. It's real, real mild. Almost buttery.
I had a roommate named Jeff. The one time we all went fishing, our old boss Chris Wegman took a bunch of people fishing, and we went and we were red snapper fishing, but we caught a bunch of sharks that day, and nobody wanted the shark meat. And I was like 19.
Eat it right there on the boat.
I was 19. I didn't have any money. I was like, I'll take all the whatever anybody else doesn't want. I'll take. So I had like these big, old giant like 5 gallon Ziploc bags or whatever. full, two of them full of shark meat. I brought it home, and Jeff cooked it on a grill. Like, he was a cook. So he was like, oh, I can make that good. I don't know what he did to it, but it was the best. I still remember that. It was just the best fish I've ever eaten in my life. I've also never gotten shark to taste that good again. But if you know how to cook it, I should probably go on.
If you know how to cook anything,
the,
it's great.
Delicious.
Carson, we're going to get you a squirrel.
That's fine. You know what I have in my freezer? Riced cauliflower. And that's about where I'm going.
Which, by the way, is pretty, a great, yeah. It's great with squirrel. I'm just letting you know.
Use it as a substitute in taco salads. That's about as adventurous as I get.
Squirrel?
No.
I got you.
No, my cauliflower.
That is.
That's it.
Rice.
That's as far on the other end of the spectrum of redneck as you can get. Like squirrel on one end and rice cauliflower, I think, is on the, or kale maybe.
I've got that in the fridge too. I had to go to three different stores to find riced cauliflower yesterday.
Kale is the nastiest crud.
I love kale
ever.
So much. Like, I feel healthy when I eat it.
Didn't we, up until like 5 years ago, throw kale away? Like,
yep, I think so.
What
I
is it a product of?
It's like an industrial byproduct nobody wanted until somebody decided it was healthy.
I am going to find out right now.
I like my
roughage. That's
not
true. Somewhere
let's bing it, boys.
There's a kale farmer who's
mad
at me.
It stands up very well to salad dressing. That's why I like
kale
it. It doesn't
like
wilt.
Parsley. They used to put it on the plate as a decoration. And then people started eating
it. Yeah, it was. It was like, oh, hey, here's a little tree.
Okay, so kale is a hardy cabbage of a variety which produces erect stems with large leaves and no compact head. And that's it. That's all it says.
Yeah, you got to pull the stems out. Those are too much. That is like eating a branch.
Like, but why? Like, we never ate that. Like, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, whatever it was, we didn't eat kale.
I need cauliflower either, but here we are.
I didn't even know what kale was. Mm. Like, just not even a decade ago, kale? What? What's that?
A thing that people don't eat. That's what.
My intermittent fasting is going pretty well.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I like it. It makes me feel good.
My intermittent cookie dough fast is going okay.
Yeah, I haven't eaten in 4 hours, so.
Wow. Well, good for you. Wow.
I haven't had cookie dough in 3 days.
Quite the accomplishment.
It is. Is that not intermittent fasting? Is that you have to fast longer than that?
I would think it counts. I would think it counts because fasting just means
you're serious. Okay.
I am serious.
Yeah, I don't eat after 8 p.m. After 8 p.m. and then I don't eat again until noon the next day.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you eat twice a day now? Like noon?
Yeah, so
eight?
Then when I eat, it's lunch. I don't eat breakfast. I eat lunch and then dinner. And I may have like a little something in between, but not much, usually. Like maybe some mixed nuts or something stupid.
I don't know. Somebody who knows about intermittent fasting is going to tell us that's not how you're supposed to do it. I think you're supposed to fast longer.
No, he's doing it right.
No, that's right.
No, you're doing.
From the guy who just said, I went 4 hours. Isn't that
right?
Was
a joke. I was joking.
From the guy with 5,000 Chick-fil-A points.
Chick-fil-A.
No, you're supposed to. It's that 8-hour window.
I'm going to start calling you Red. What's up, Red?
Chick-fil-A Red.
What's the next level after Red?
But this is the top level. And I just realized you were joking about them giving you free stuff. No, you can get free tickets to the Chick-fil-A College Football Hall of Fame.
What?
And you can get free tours of the Chick-fil-A home office in Atlanta. They're only available to Red members. And I'm sitting here thinking, who wants to tour the Chick-fil-A home? Oh, wait, you know what? Me, people who have Chick-fil-A Red.
Can you imagine the people at the Chick-fil-A office whenever they walk in, they go, oh, you're here for, let me guess, you're here for the tour, aren't you? They can just tell. They see you walking up, they're like, oh.
That's it.
Yeah, here comes Red.
Over there, Red.
Red alert.
I can also, these are things I can now do as a Red member. I will be among the first to know about new menu items.
Ooh. Oh.
Oh, yes. Any inside content and news I'll know about before you losers. and I can, before I could use my points to redeem, but now I can use my points to gift rewards to other people. Well, that's useless.
You're not going to do
I'm
that.
I'm not doing that. And I will receive rewards from my local Chick-fil-A restaurant just because.
Dude, what they need to do is get you one of those cow print jackets.
Man. Like, is that a real thing?
No, I don't know.
They need to put your picture up on the wall.
Yeah. I mean, except I never go inside. But
some
that's
guy
fine.
On my Facebook page got a black Chick-fil-A card with his name on it.
What is that?
I don't know. And I was trying.
Oh, no.
I started.
Is that like the McDonald's card?
I just got
celebrities get.
Yeah.
No, this was. And he gets something like free food for a year. But I don't know if it's more than a meal or he can just go in any time for 1 year because it's got an expiration date on it. But it was a black card with his name on it.
I want a card
and
from
he was very,
a food place.
He posted it, but he was very dodgy about answering questions about it.
I will tell you why. I just looked it up.
Mm-hmm.
Chick-fil-A has a loyalty program for its customers, but you may not be aware of it because it's apparently super exclusive. Members have to be invited
to join. Chick-fil-A.
The program is called A-List. It targets only the most loyal Chick-fil-A eaters who can then activate a special card to swipe or scan with each purchase at Chick-fil-A. A-List is a VIP program which meant to honor our best and most loyal customers, Chick-fil-A explains. The program is reportedly open to anyone, but it's at the discretion of participating locations. That's where they personally have to invite guests to become part of the A-List.
No.
Vivica is watching the podcast on Facebook and just wrote, "Carson, no. I don't think she wanted you to tell. I don't think she wanted you to tell me there was another level. I didn't know there was another level."
Do you have
now
to go
inside?
Now
it's a challenge. It's a quest.
No, but my question is, do you have to go inside?
Well, yeah, because no one at the Chick-fil-A knows me.
They don't know
other
you
than
by
the
face.
Girl who brings the order out to my car and the curbside service, which is the best.
You're like a mystery to them.
I know.
So one day when you walk
who
in,
is
you
this
should
guy
wear
that orders the same thing.
You should
time.
Go in dressed like a Jedi in the full robes, the whole thing pulled over your head, and just walk up with your hands and be like, "I would like it." And you swipe, you pass
you
them your little red thing.
I'm doing some research for you. First off, not all locations have an A-List program.
Oh,
okay. You need to go into wherever you go and talk to the manager and ask if they have an A-List program. And then if they do, that's when you say, "Well, my name is Patrick.
I'm a red.
Points I have.
Earned in
showing,
2 months, my friend.
Show him your point app. And then say, you know, please keep me in mind for upcoming participation lists on the I would love to be an A-List.
No, they have those Chick-fil-A commercials. Bubba doesn't know this because he never sees commercials. But they have those commercials during college football where they like talk to their loyal customers about how much they love Chick-fil-A. I'm like, I want to be one of those people.
Oh, but that's where they tell
the
stories
commercial.
About Above and Beyond. All you can do is, hey, this nice lady brings me my meal
that's
every
right.
day.
I saw one where
that's
like they had the lady, they sing songs together. They're like, oh, good morning, and they sing like a little
Listen,
song.
What do I got to do? I'm in. I don't. Also, by the way, Vivica, if you didn't hear earlier, on our next vacation, we're going to Atlanta to go to the Chick-fil-A headquarters because I got free tickets. Two things Vivica really doesn't care about, Chick-fil-A and college football, because also the College Football Hall of Fame.
Here's what you get if you're an A-lister.
Okay.
This is
sweeten the pot, D. Come on.
Ding.
As an A-lister, Patrick, you will receive all program benefits by engaging with Chick-fil-A using your A-list card, which I assume is the black card you're talking about. You can also use your app or do it online. You will receive points 20% faster than everyone else.
So your points that you have, 5,000 of? You would have 8,000 or 9,000 right
so
now.
So you get 10 points for every dollar when you're a regular member. Then when you hit 1,000, you start getting 11 points for every dollar. And when you're a red member, now I will get 12 points for every dollar.
Now imagine doing that 20% faster.
So it's probably, you know.
You need this.
14 points or whatever. I don't know. But it might be 20% faster than normal is the same as a red. It's 12
you need
points.
This. You could feed Frank's basketball team Saturday.
I'm not. Have we not already discussed that I don't share points? I'm not buying you Chick-fil-A. But if you want to give me cash, I will put it on my Chick-fil-A account and just bump it in points. That's how we get to red.
Oh my God, I can't believe I'm so deep into the Chick-fil-A benefits of what membership you're in. Chick-fil-A 1, silver, and red. And he's right. He knows how many points he gets. You get 12 points.
That's right.
Imagine if that Chick-fil-A A-list meant that you could go on Sundays.
Oh, it does.
That would be
it does. Did you see, though? Did you see? And this is, by the way, I think we need to say this is not a commercial. We have never received a dime from Chick-fil-A.
No.
They brought us free nuggets once in 1999 or 2000.
Oh, yeah, the platter of 50. And we
ate the whole platter. It wasn't 50. It wasn't 50, boss. It was 100 nuggets.
The three of us killed 100
nuggets. For what was supposed to be the whole staff. But we got the guy when he got off the elevator and brought them into the studio, and the three of us ate 100 chicken nuggets. And we did not feel so great. I'm not going to lie to you. Say, you eat 30 Chick-fil-A chicken nuggets by yourself at 8:30 in the morning.
You eat 30 of anything at 8:30 in the morning, yeah, and you're not going to be in the best of spirits and mode. And
I will also say Chick-fil-A did open on a Sunday the other day for a little. It was like a sick little boy, and it was his birthday, and his birthday wish was to have his party at Chick-fil-A. So his local Chick-fil-A, everyone volunteered and showed up and threw him a birthday party and cooked him lunch and everything. And they were open on a Sunday for that little boy. I thought that was great.
Is that like the first time ever?
I think that's the first time ever. They had to get permission from corporate headquarters and all the black card members.
Ronnie just walked in. Ronnie, come on up, man.
Come in.
Ronnie, the building superintendent builder guy who is working on some other studio expansion that we have here. What's going on, dude? Good to have you back.
Thank you. Good to be back.
I think you were on podcast number one. Wasn't Ronnie on
It wasn't number one, but it was one of the first 10. It definitely. Ronnie was around. So
I just remember Ronnie saying that I had the what was it? The
longest torso.
You're just like John Wayne. You got a long torso and short legs.
Yeah.
What? How do you know that?
I don't know.
You staring at him?
I'm observant.
All right.
Yeah. Just like
he
John
has long arms, too.
Just like John Wayne.
Don't ever play racquetball with Big D and his giant wingspan. I made that mistake.
So how's the construction going?
Good. I just delivered some more material. I was going to start shooting my nail set, but I thought it would bother you guys, so I thought I'd check with
nothing
you for
bothers
now, go
us.
Go ahead, and we'll keep doing this, and you let us know if – I want to know if we can hear it from here.
Yeah.
He says it's really loud. He's shooting nails into concrete.
It's like a .22 caliber bullet that's going off.
Okay.
Yes. So.
Okay, I'd like to hear that.
Okie doke. I'm going to get busy then.
All right.
Nice seeing you all.
All right. Thank you, Ronnie. We love you, man.
What a legend.
Yeah, Ronnie is seriously a legend. Ronnie built this studio with his bare hands and a team of 20-something-year-olds, but that's not the point.
Like, the point is he watched them build it,
and he's building the new studio that we're setting up on the other side of the suite. He's building it
One of my favorite stories about Ronnie is when we brought in beer for him.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yes.
Okay, no, it wasn't just him. It was him and four other guys on the crew, and we were sponsored at the time
by Keystone Light.
Do you know the story, Carson?
Mm-mm. No, Carson doesn't.
Okay, so we worked out a deal. We're doing this video. We're going to do a video for Keystone Light.
We're going to thank them for being a sponsor.
That's great. So we'll show up, and we'll bring the guys building our new studio. It's just before we even started our own company, but they had already signed on. And we're like, well, as a thank you, we'll do a video. We'll go out, post it on social media where we bring the guys working on our studio some Keystone Light. So he's got the camera.
Think about it. What do construction guys want the most? A good beer. Sounds great.
Yeah. So we bring it in, and we're like, hey, guys, working hard. They're like, hey. Like, you know what you guys need? You need some Keystone Light.
Here's some beer.
And every one of them to a man goes, I don't drink. I had to stop drinking. I'm in AA.
We're like, oh, that's okay. How about you? What's up?
I haven't had a drink in 4 years.
Okay.
And then we're like, AA coin. I'm like, oh, my God.
And they're like, well, can you at least pose for the picture and pretend you drank it?
Oh,
and then we'll use it. And we did.
No, we didn't say that.
No, we
might
did
have said
that. Yeah. So we have a thing that we sent to Keystone. Hey, thanks. Everybody loves it. And they're all like, everybody pops them open, but none of them drank it.
Wow.
Patrick had to finish them all.
I'm sure we sent someone in to relapse when they got home. They're like, I was so close. I'm just going to go ahead and do it.
It felt good to pop that beer.
Aww.
We're such monsters.
You really are. Oh, my God.
Where's that guy? Well, he drank himself to death.
It's like, oh, that's not true.
There was
not
no
funny
angel, just three devils on one shoulder.
It was great until
devils.
Bubba kept going, oh, come on. It's just one. It's just for a video.
Oh, my gosh.
It's just beer.
No, we did not.
He's kidding. Somebody just said, I'm concerned they have a bottle of alcohol on the desk this early in the morning. Bad look. Sorry.
We're sorry that you're concerned.
We're sorry you're concerned.
That's my favorite thing is everybody, all these people that want us to apologize for stuff all the time. I'm like, okay,
I'm
sorry.
We're not drinking it. D had a sip of two different kinds.
Why do you even
missed that part?
You could be drinking it. Yeah. We could be bathing in it.
It doesn't matter. What other people do shouldn't be your business.
I got into it with him.
I just, and no offense, because I'm not judging anybody for saying it. It's just, honestly, we care too much about everybody else. And you know what? We need to care more about us. If we take care of our own business, everything else works out.
You do you.
You do you.
What are you saying, Carson?
Oh, no. I worked with a guy once who was the bane of my radio existence. I just wanted to fire him, and they wouldn't let me. And
he walked up looking for Batman.
Oh, he was so irritating.
Bane. He made a Bane joke.
We had liquor bottles in the studio because it was like a sponsored thing and whatever. So I come in one day, and he has thrown them all away. And I'm like, what did you do? Well, I'm a recovering alcoholic, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay, well, I was unaware of that. And if this is going to be a problem for you, you have to understand that, you know, do we need to do something for you? Well, he freaked out thinking that I was trying to use his alcoholism to fire him. And I was like, do you know what's literally the last thing I can do is fire you for that? Like, this is just, hey, could you please not throw out the bottle that Eric Church sent us? Like, that is something we'd like to keep.
It's signed and it's cool.
Yeah, it was like,
you
decided it was, you work 6 hours a week and you decided you were going to toss it out. Like, bro. They were, I mean, come on,
and
man.
Here's the other thing, just because he's an alcoholic doesn't mean that everyone has to change everything because of him.
Well, that's what I said. I'm like, if there's going to be a problem, but he did. He suddenly thought that I was using that, and I'm like,
I will say this. In his defense, I am trying to get my wife to keep cookie dough out of the house. I'm serious. I'm like, look, if you're going to make them when I'm not around. Buy them when I'm not around. Don't get the dough. Don't do anything. If you're going to make homemade dough, don't let me see it. Because if I know it's there, I'm going to eat it.
Y'all
I'm
make
an addict,
more
man.
Cookies than anyone I've ever.
Cookies are
like,
great.
Why do you have dough just all around all the time?
Because dough is awesome. Cookie dough is. I buy it because I can make cookies out of it or I can snack on it. It's pretty much the perfect thing. You can have it cold or you can have it warm straight out of the oven.
I'll tell you what I don't like about cookie dough. I don't like the chocolate chips in it.
I don't either.
I want chocolate chip cookie dough with just the dough, no chips.
They have, I told you, the one over here, I get the, it's like a Reese's peanut butter one. Oh, my gosh.
You ever make cookies like where you get the dough and then you like heat it up, but you don't let it really just barely harden to where you can kind of hold it, but it kind of falls apart and it's all melty and stuff? That's the best way.
You have to
eat it with a spoon.
Like right when you pull it out?
Well, it's like you don't like, say if it's, you have to cook it for, I don't know how long, 10 minutes? How long do you cook cookies for? But instead of 10 minutes, you cook it for 6 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, and then it's kind of that.
I like that idea.
Like you can't
it's
even
still
hold
a little
it.
Bit gooey.
It's just like, yeah, it just kind of falls apart. Yeah.
So good.
By the way, does anyone know anyone who has died from salmonella from cookie dough?
Mm-mm. No.
That whole thing, I think, is a myth. I'm not telling anyone to go and eat raw cookie dough. I'm just saying, I think the whole raw cookie dough is going to kill you. I don't know anybody. Not
well,
one.
Now you've got
remember,
a whole.
Remember, in the 70s, it was a health. Why do you not want to eat raw cookie dough? Well, because there's raw eggs in it. Well, like in the 70s and 80s, people, that's what they did. That was supposed to be healthy.
Yeah.
Raw eggs. Drink
well,
it
eggs,
straight
if
you, out of
if
the.
If they're pasteurized, it shouldn't be an issue. Now it's the flour. It's the flour, not the eggs. But for years, we were told it was the eggs. And it turns out it's actually the flour.
What's because wrong with
it's,
the flour?
It's raw flour. And raw flour can have salmonella if it's... That's why you have to cook it. But it's this whole... Again, it's something to tell
and
you.
And once they figure out that it's not the flour, they're going to say, oh, no, it's the chocolate.
Else. But have you seen there's a company that makes cookie dough that you can eat?
Yeah, and because I get it a lot too.
Do you get that? Because to me, it's expensive.
It is,
but it's it was a smart way to capitalize on people being freaked out. Like, oh no, I can't eat raw cookie dough. Oh no, you can eat this.
There's
I mean,
a place
I can
in
get
town.
You
we
get like
to.
A vat of Toll House, right, for a couple bucks. Yeah. This thing is expensive.
Yeah, it's like going like to an ice cream parlor and getting scoops of ice cream, and it's great. It really is. I go just to support them because I think the idea is great. The more people that eat cookie dough, the merrier. That's what I say.
Well, he just a second ago said, I'm trying to keep cookie dough out of my house.
Well, this was this is edible cookie dough, as they call it. The ones that don't contain eggs.
Yeah, I know.
It shouldn't have flour either.
It's still
or it
not
should
great
have a.
I was supposed to go to the gym today. Guess where I'm going? The store.
Oh.
I got to get out of here. I'm going out of town this weekend.
So. All right. For those of you who are watching on Facebook, it's kind of a weird, wonky thing. The Facebook video keeps getting interrupted. But for those of you who've been watching, thank you for sticking through all that. And also, for those who are listening on a podcast app or our Big D and Bubba app or whatever, we have the Maren Morris interview for you to enjoy. This is from her this morning, hanging out with us, talking all about the new music and more. Patrick?
And also, check out Carson's latest episode of Stop Following Me that just posted today.
Woo!
And the new episode of Five Whiskey Patrick, which just went up yesterday.
So wait
Lots
a minute.
Of stuff for you to listen to all weekend long.
I need to go subscribe
yes.
to something that says
Please.
Stop Following Me?
Yes.
So I have to follow the thing that says Stop Following Me?
Correct.
Yes. Also, don't forget our next game night is going to be Manship Theater in Baton Rouge, February 2nd. So that's 2 weeks from tomorrow.
Yes, two weeks from tomorrow. Get your tickets because they're all the VIP tickets and most of the cheap seats are gone. So you really want to get your tickets now.
Jump all over this podcast, sponsored once again by O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every day. Maren Morris, next.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day.
Atlanta,
it was the podcast.
Hey, Maren Morris is
Hi,
in the
guys.
Studio. Hey, what's going on?
Not
good
much.
Seeing. Good seeing you.
I like that you still have your Christmas tree up.
Well, yeah. It's not July. I mean, who
it's
takes it down this early?
They put it up in September. So at this point, I'm like, just
leave it up.
What's the point?
Yeah.
Did you? Are you a big decorator and all that? You probably don't have much time.
I feel very festive. Like I almost cried when we had to take our Christmas tree down last week because I loved it so much. I love the spirit of it all, but it was time. But I like that you still have yours up.
Yeah. My wife, like, you know, because you're supposed to leave everything up, what is it, through January 5th?
That's the
Because
cutoff.
That's the 12th day of Christmas. The 12 days of Christmas, it's actually the 12 after, not before.
Oh.
And I didn't know that.
Okay.
So, yeah, January 5th, I think, is the cutoff. I woke up on January 6th. At some point, apparently, I went to sleep on the 5th, and she decided that it was time. And everything was down and in the garage.
Yeah.
I mean, we have several trees. She took them all down and put them in the garage and everything. I'm like,
yeah,
wow.
Because that's what people are supposed to
sort
do.
Sort of like the anti-Santa where the parents throughout the middle of the night, Christmas Eve, do everything and the kids wake up and it's all Christmassy.
Yeah.
And then your wife in the middle of the night just took it all down.
Took it all away.
Exactly.
Yeah, she got it out of the house. And sadly, it is all still where she left it.
Yeah, guess who gets to really put it away? Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, congratulations on the new song.
Thank you.
And this is, I remember when you first came in and you were doing church, and I was like, golly, this chick's, I don't know. I think she might have it. And then Patrick was like, no, she's never going to make it.
Yeah, it was definitely me that said that.
Never believed in it.
I didn't believe.
It is, I mean, you look back at, I mean, how long ago was that? When what? 2 years ago?
3 years
Four?
Ago,
Three.
Almost to the day, right?
Yeah, it was January of 2016. Yeah.
Wow. See, and I thought it was at least four.
When I wrote it, I guess it was 4 years ago, but it was, three this month that my church went to radio.
Can you believe, in 2017, you were the most played female artist on country radio and 2018. So for the last 2 years in a row.
Crazy.
Can you think back to like just 3 years ago, you were sitting here going, what's your name again?
Right, the newbie.
Like, yeah, so and it didn't take long for you to basically conquer the entire format. Like, how much has your life changed in the last 3 years?
Oh, tons. I mean, I think about the girl that walked in here 3 years ago and was just learning how to give radio interviews and like just not putting between every word and just even giving interviews now is so different. I can't even listen to myself 3 years ago because I sound so ridiculous. But yeah, it's been a journey. I got married last year. I have written tons of songs in the last 3 years that I'm super proud of, but have whittled down to this, 13 or so on the record. And I'm just ready for it to be out, honestly. Like three years of one thing. It comes out in a couple months.
Okay.
But the single, obviously, is out.
Do you still get, like, nervous whenever you go and get in front of a crowd?
Yeah, for sure. I definitely do.
Really? Still?
I think sometimes your stage fright even can progress because every time it feels like the stakes get higher and higher, and maybe that's just my stupid, like, paranoia, but I still get stage fright walking out on to a show stage, and I feel like I should be better at it at this point about like channeling my stage fright into something positive. But it's weird still walking on stage and having thousands of people like looking at you.
Do you have somebody like in your crew that's like, okay, Maren, today the bet is for $3 when you're doing your show, find a way to fit in the word Jabberwocky, and yeah, then you have to go out there and do it?
I've done that in interviews sometimes. Like if I have a bunch in a row, I'll try to make a funny word in each one and beat myself.
What was the word that you planned today before you...
Maybe like diaper. So how do you fit just that in it, naturally?
Make it easy on you. Just go ahead and throw it out there.
I could say Brussels sprouts since you microwaved those the last time I was here.
Oh, golly. Glad that that's that what you stuck
worst
in your memory.
Worst. Oh my gosh.
I never brought Brussels sprouts back after that. I'm serious.
No, and thank you for that. I appreciate that.
You guys gave him some hell over
well,
that.
Well, you have to admit, microwave Brussels sprouts stinks.
Yeah.
That's not great.
It's not the
nasty.
Best.
Nasty.
That's as bad as like when people open a bag of pork rinds. It's just oh no.
Oh, that is a nasty
especially
smell.
Like but in I a love van with a bunch of band guys.
Or beef pork jerky. Rinds.
Yeah, or jerky.
One time, I think it was Bubba, he had pork rinds and he was dipping them in potted meat.
Whoa.
This was years, like 15 years ago.
I'm glad I already ate.
You have to get your chicken beak protein.
Yeah, man.
Got to protein up.
That's right. All right, Maren Morris with us. We'll come back and talk more about the new song and her life and very in-depth things next. Hang on. Maren Morris joining us in the studio. Always good to have Maren in. Hey, I wanted to ask if you were like on the side of the road and you needed to call another artist to help you because...
You can't say Ryan.
So no husband.
Yeah. Okay. Who would you call?
Like if I had a flat tire or something?
Yeah.
Probably like Luke Bryan. I think he would be there in a jiff if he wasn't busy. He's very helpful. He's just like a nice guy.
He's like a handy guy.
He seems like
guy.
He could change a tire too.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. And I don't mean to not name a woman. I guess like Miranda, if I called her up, would definitely help.
I think Miranda knows
out.
How to change a tire.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Do you know how to change a tire?
I have before under supervision, but I wouldn't say yes.
Right. You would have to definitely have cell service on a YouTube channel.
Yeah. I have fixed a toilet by myself.
Oh,
yeah?
What do you mean by fixing the toilet?
From a YouTube video.
Oh, yeah?
What do you mean by fixing it? Like changing the floater or?
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Like opening the back of the toilet.
YouTube videos.
Because it was running all night.
Yeah.
YouTube helped.
YouTube videos have saved me so many times.
Money and time. Yeah. It's worth it.
Speaking of YouTube, Bubba's pulling up some people singing your songs. Yes. Have you ever gone and just listened to these?
Like covers?
Yeah. Were people who will take, you know, their YouTube channel and will, some of them are pretty okay.
Yeah.
And some of them,
are not okay.
Right.
I watch whatever covers that people tag me in. Like, I don't go search them out.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Well, here
we
go.
We're searching them out for you.
Yeah, we're doing that for you. Let's
cool.
see.
You do the legwork.
Are we going to grade all of these?
Oh, I feel bad.
Okay, I'll tell you what.
You
just make a face, and I'll grade it based on your face.
Oh, my gosh.
I know I'm breaking your heart.
Wow, is that you?
Say what you want to.
No, this is Mackenzie Johnson.
You can blame it on me.
Oh, she's
too
good.
She's got a beautiful voice.
Yeah, yeah.
She kind of reminds me of Lindsay L. It almost sounded like Lindsay L for a second.
Yeah, a little bit. Let's see. Hold on. Let's see if we can find one that's going to be really good.
You guys are evil.
I know.
We're not
good people.
Look for a dude who looks like me.
See? Well, he's judging by my facial expression.
You're stone
what
cold.
I think,
you're stone cold.
I have Botox, so.
That's why. Here's some dudes in a park.
Take a seat. Right over there. Sat on the stairs. Stay or leave.
Why does it sound so good?
The cabinets are bare and I'm
Reverb.
Unaware of just how we got into this mess. Got so aggressive. I'm
a
weak man, all good intentions.
So pull me closer, why don't you pull me close?
Yeah.
Why don't you come on over? I can't just let you go. Oh, baby, why don't you just meet me in the middle?
Yeah, they're pretty good,
they're
too.
They're really good.
They're good, but what you might not have noticed is she was singing harmonies along with them that made them sound a lot better.
Yeah. They sang with me on it. They were great.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Again, all these people are way
That's
too
a hard
good.
Song to sing, too.
Yeah, it is. Trust me, I know from riding in my car trying to sing along with it.
All right.
It is not easy.
This will be the last one. Maybe we hit pay dirt, maybe we don't. Here we go. Brooke is going to give us a little shot here.
Oh, there we go.
Your kiss is a cruel sky. You poison any mind. Just look at mine. Don't know how this world keeps spinning.
She's still better than me.
Yeah, for sure. Me too.
And round. You were there in the garden.
I want you to think
She's
about.
Good.
I want you
good
to think enough. About 12-year-old Maren thinking that there would be other people singing your song on the internet that you have that you don't even know them.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. I'm so glad that YouTube didn't exist when I was 12 and learning how to play people's songs on guitar, because I would have made such a fool
that
of myself.
That would have been you.
Those were the examples you just played were way better than the stuff I was cooking up, like Jewel and. All that stuff.
Oh, Jewel.
Yeah.
Could you do all the Jewel vocal, you know, trapeze act? The little hee-ha, you know, she always says a
she can yodel.
She can.
Yeah. I used to be able to yodel, but no, I didn't sound anywhere as good as Jewel.
Maren Morris joins us in the studio, and the new song is called Girl. It's out now. You can get it wherever you get your music. And also the... just announced the tour, so we'll let you announce that since it's already been announced, but we should let you. This is like the secondary announce of the announce.
It's the announcement announcement?
This is the post-announcement of the announcement, yes.
Got it. I'm going on the road this year. I'm putting this album out, so obviously I can't wait to tour it, and it's called The Girl Tour, and I'm bringing out my friends Cassidy Pope and Ray Lynn.
Love them.
Aptly, because they're girls. it's a super fun lineup. Cassidy Pope's going to kick off the tour with me, and then Raylan's going to finish it with me. Essentially, it's an excuse to bring my friends out on the road and hang out for the next several months.
What a
life. That sounds like trouble.
Yeah.
Like the three of you together sounds like just a fun time.
Well, Cassidy's doing a lot of the U.S. dates, and then... Raylan's doing like Europe and the UK.
Oh my gosh,
Raylan's taking Raylan to Europe?
Europe?
Oh yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Country debauchery.
Seriously, that sounds like I can just hear people in France going,
"Hey, Maren, let's go to Amsterdam."
What?
We are
what
playing Amsterdam.
Oh no.
Oh yes. Oh my gosh. I love
Maren Morris and I like this little one too, but I cannot understand what she is saying.
Is that French?
That's French. That's the French man.
As he strokes his beard.
As he strokes his beard and goes, this little blonde one, I don't know what she's saying.
You need a beret and a cigarette.
I do, don't I? And a crepe. I'm not even sure what a crepe is.
A little it's skinny a tiny cigarette, pancake. Too. A little very small.
Oh, yeah. No, we'll have some debaucherous fun, I'm sure, on this tour. I mean, those girls are like my friends. We hang out when we're not on the road. So just made sense to take them on the road. And they both have exciting new music coming out as well around the same time as the tour. So I'm excited to like really bring them to my fan base, even though a lot of my fans already are very well aware of their music. It'll be cool to see it in a live setting.
Yeah.
Does this change your merch at all? I mean, or is it still the same basic ideas of t-shirts and whatever? I mean, because I would think if you're doing a girl tour, you could really go crazy with some girl specific things.
Like what?
Purses and bracelets instead?
Barrettes?
And
bracelets, I think.
Barrettes
I don't
is
know
a good
about.
Idea. I'm just saying.
Scrunchies.
Yeah, like scrunchies and things like that.
Yeah.
I mean, call
slap
me crazy.
Bracelets.
Call
slap
me crazy,
bracelets
but...
are huge again. Did you know that?
No.
Like little kids. Yeah, my daughter's 9. Like they're totally into slap bracelets again.
Really?
Yeah, and they think it's this cool new thing. And
the
I'm 90s. Like, girl, no. 20 years ago, we was all over that.
Yeah, get in trouble in school for them.
Mm-hmm. Now they have... black bracelets with those sequins on them that change colors and all that. Yeah.
Yeah, see? I haven't thought of any, like, girl-specific merch, but I am, like, in the camp of making merch that everyone from myself to like my dad could wear. That's what I think about when I make a t-shirt design or something, or a koozie or whatevs. It's like it has to fit everyone.
Do you run stuff by your dad?
Not like creatively, but I definitely think about like, okay, my dad likes to wear band tees. They have to be comfortable. They have to be like thin and cozy.
What are you saying there? He's wearing what?
Band tees.
Band t-shirts.
Oh, band tees.
Like,
oh,
t-shirts gotcha, with band names on them.
Yeah, I was like, band tees.
Band tees? What is like, band tees?
I was like, boy panties. That's what I thought you meant.
Oh, my God.
My dad wears boy panties called band tees.
Band tees. Oh, my God.
I like your dad. He's out there. I dig him.
Oh, my God.
He has to have said something. Like, what's some advice or something he's told you? Like, hey, I have an idea for something. And you're just like, oh, yeah, Dad, that's a great idea. And
honestly, my dad embarrasses me all the time because he has t-shirts of mine from when I was, like, playing music in Texas as a 14-year-old. And so they're, like, terrible t-shirt designs that we would sell at my shows as a teenager. And he still gives them to my friends and wears them to shows, and I'm like, Dad, can you wear some of the newer merch?
Tell your dad that I would like to. I would like to get my hands on one of those shirts.
Oh, he has a garage full of vintage Maren Morris t-shirts.
Vintage Maren Morris t-shirts. I'm in.
They're hideous.
You got any triple X? Because I'm totally wearing that.
He will hear this and he will send a box to you.
Well, it's good to see you again. Congrats on Girl, and looking forward to the
Girl tour.
Tour and album in a few months or so.
Shorter than you think.
Okay.
Not going to hit the 3-year mark with
All right.
album
good.
Release. Well, I promise.
Love you. Thanks for dropping by.
Thank you, guys.